This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Bettina, always a pleasure. Good evening.
Hi, Nolisandro. Thank you very much for having me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Like I said, a tough environment, but double-digit growth here and there, it really has been a strong showing.
Thank you very much. Yes, I mean, just a number of things came right. Just shows that all the work, over the last sort of 2-3 years has paid off.
I want to start off by also just looking here at just margin management over this period. It still is a high cost environment everywhere. We are seeing inflation falling slowly. Did this reflect at all in how your margins performed over this period?
Well, actually, over the period, at the full year, we reported inflation at 7% and volume growth at the time was 0.7. So normally in our environment, it's those two factors, that you take into account. Inflation actually had crept up, selling price inflation to 7.7, but very good, pleasing volume growth of 1.7%. So, we were pleased with that. But really what counts in our favor is the fact that we've got a very, very strong private label and exclusive program. Mm-hmm. Today, one out of every three products sold in our front shop is actually a private label product. Mm-hmm. And what that does, it allows us, of course, to support the margin performance. Final thing that I will just say, 44.7% promotional sales contribution with really great support by the suppliers as well.
Also paid off over this period, Bettina, is of course some of the acquisitions and investments that you've made. Let's just recap on those and maybe even touch on whether there could be more of those on the horizon.
Well, of course, we had in the last year, we've acquired 180 Degrees, which is really about the pharmacy software management system. That is going swimmingly well. We've piloted now in 10 stores. The solution is working, and we've indicated that we'll roll out that to 50 stores in the course of this year. So, that really is working incredibly well. Secondly, of course, is Sorbet. That's the number one with 194 salons across South Africa. That has really performed even better than our Clicks retail business, up 14.9%. And in that particular business, Sorbet Man, which talks to the very metrosexual South African man, mm-hmm. as well as the hybrid format. So people really going for a little bit of, pampering has really performed exceptionally well. And then MChem, which is our first 24-hour specialized pharmacy, that has also performed really very well. And really what it says is that our ability to really evaluate a number of acquisitions opportunities that come to us, we've got a very strict set of criteria, over and above return and all of those sorts of things. It's also, is it a professional, ethical business? Do we think that we can extract additional value? How well do we think we can integrate it? And, of course, does it fit with our organizational vision and mission? And so those are the only ones that we really go for. I think, they've contributed a little bit to cost over the period only because of the timing in terms of which we acquired them. But overall, we are very, very pleased. It just shows, we really chose the acquisitions well, and the acquisitions have been fully integrated.
Also want to touch, Bettina, on UPD over the period. I can just get your thoughts on that part of the business.
Yes, I mean, what I'm really very pleased about is the fact that, first of all, we've always been very open and transparent with the market about the challenges that we faced within UPD. Of course, starting with our systems transition, we've now completed all of wholesale. And the really great thing about it is that even though we went live in September with our largest DC accounting for 60%, of our wholesale distribution business in UPD, we had stabilized within quarter one. And here's the important thing. If you look at the core channels within wholesale, and maybe let me first start by saying, at the trading update in January, we said that for the 14 weeks, actually sales was up 6.9%. Between November and the end of February, it was actually up 7.7%. And you see within the core customers within the wholesale channel. Clicks was up 4.7% for the period, but actually up 13% in quarter two. Hospitals for the period was down 8.1%, but up 0.4% in quarter two. So, you know, we've got a lot of confidence that we really have stabilized, that we've recovered, and that the post-systems recovery plan is well on track. And we're looking forward to be able to really be surprising the market with the UPD results for the full year.
Brilliant. Let's also touch on capital investment there. I know there's about 920 million rand that is planned for the full financial year. Bettina, just help us put that into a perspective there and just maybe looking at capital allocation as a whole.
Yes. I mean, if we look at the capital allocation, 920 million rand, you know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
First of all, it says that we feel very confident about our future growth. And so it's really going to be all about our expansion program. So the vast pot of that money, about 514 million rand, is going to go on stores. So we are going to be looking at 50 to 55 new Clicks stores and 10 to 20 new pharmacies in the course of this financial year. And then we generally do about 50 to 60 store refurbishments to ensure, you know, we remain relevant and that the stores always look very neat and well looked after. And then we're going to spend about 406 odd million rand on infrastructure, on warehouse and IT, and then on retail systems and infrastructure as well. So I think that's also good because, you know, that's part of the way in which we keep the economy going.
Brilliant. Bettina, before I let you go, let's touch on the outlook here. You know, it is looking like that interest rate picture is starting to become a bit of a blur again. I'm wondering if you're at all concerned about this for Clicks.
Not inflation necessarily, because, of course, what happens within inflation is good for any retailer. Let's start there. But, of course, I think for the consumer, it's not so great. But for us, we're a value retailer. So when the economy is constrained, interestingly enough, we do very well, because we are so well known for value. You know, we deliver that. It's part of our DNA. So that's a really great thing. The second thing is, you know, we've got a phenomenal asset in our Clubcard loyalty program. In these last 6 months, we've delivered 387 million rand in cash back to our customers. And then, of course, I think not forgetting the private label program, which allows us to support customers who wish to trade down because they're economically constrained. So for all in all, I think, you know, it's not something that is necessarily bad for our business or bad for any retailer, but I think we've got a couple of things that really count in our favor.
Brilliant, Bettina. It's been a great talking to you. Congratulations again on a strong performance in a very, very difficult environment.
Nolutando, thank you very much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.